Even at winter's end, there's a profusion of native plants flourishing at Honey Creek Woodlands.
We've got some Indian grass, a lot of black cherry trees, water oaks, red maples, tulip poplar, white oaks.
Honey Creek Woodlands is a 70-acre nature preserve. It's also a green burial cemetery. This means its 124 burials have taken place here without embalming, without vaults, or anything else that would not biodegrade down to nothing. Here's groundskeeper Joe Whitaker inside his office.
When you go out into our burial grounds, it's not headstone after headstone after headstone. It's more about what bird is that? You know, you hear the birds, and people say, oh, well, that tree is just so beautiful. What kind of tree is that? And they want to know and they want to learn. So I spend as much of my time educating them about the landscape and about the ecology as we end up talking about end-of-life issues.
Not only is Honey Creek a green burial cemetery, but since there's a state easement in place to conserve these acres, it's a conservation burial grounds, the only one in Georgia and one out of only five in the nation. Joe started out here out of sheer environmental zeal, but now he says all of that has been overshadowed by the people. People like Pat Fahey, whose wife Jackie visited Honey Creek Woodlands for the first time after she'd heard about it at their church.
I just fell in love with the place. You drive back a quarter of a mile, half a mile, you don't see any people, you don't see any McDonald's, you're just one with nature. Really appealed to her. If you knew my wife, you would know whenever she talked, she pretty much got her way, but I was totally in line with it. I'm an environmentalist, and this is just totally in line with what I believe. I mean, going back to the Christian ashes to ashes, you know, this is how we return.
Less than a year after that visit, Jackie died of complications from cancer. She and Pat had been together for 10 years. He visits her grave here once a week.
I typically come out on Sunday afternoons, and I grab a golf cart. I go out, and I'm one with nature, and I'm one with my wife. Hey, Joe, can we take one of your carts?
To reach Jackie's grave a mile and a half in, we drive a golf cart with very sturdy suspension.
Yeah, I promise I won't drive off the road. Okay, maybe not.
Woohoo! The woodland path goes through the woods and over a creek. As we jostle along, Pat talks about the roughest parts of Jackie's funeral, which he says were also the most welcome.
The boys and I and a couple of the other family members lowered Jackie into the grave that we had dug. And I got to tell you, one of our sons, Joe, just needs to do things to work off anxiety and stress like most of us do. And for him and I to be out here and help finalize the digging of Jackie's grave helped us work through the grief that week, I truly believe.
Very few families actually dig their loved ones' graves here. But Joe Whitaker says he thinks that we've lost something with the standard contemporary funeral practice, which he says encourages mourners to be nothing more than spectators.
I deal with people regularly who can remember going to their grandparents' house for a funeral and having the body laid out right there in the living room or the parlor. And the family knew what to do. It had been passed on from generation to generation of how you deal with the dead and how you wash the body and how you care for the body.
Joe wants to keep those traditions alive here at Honey Creek. A bumpy mile and a half later, Pat cuts off the golf cart's motor. It is stunningly quiet.
You ready to see Jackie?
Sure. Yeah.
Jackie had just turned 59. She died about 59 years and 1 month, and 21 August is when she passed away. But here's my girl's site.
At the top of the sunlit hill, amid the waving grasses, sits a burial mound about a foot tall. Unlike conventional cemeteries, Honey Creek replaces all the earth that's dug up when a grave is created. As the years pass, the resulting mounds settle back down. Pat says his sons cover Jackie's with flowers every time they visit.
The point I love is you don't hear anything. You just hear the wind blow, the trees sway, the grass rustle. It's beautiful out here.
Pat has purchased the gravesite right next to Jackie's. Honey Creek Woodlands has the capacity for more than 7,000 burials. Right now, with more than 400 plots reserved, and with green burial gaining in popularity each year, it seems possible that Honey Creek might at some point reach its capacity. Of course, the real goal is to keep this place looking nothing like a cemetery at all. Kate Sweeney, WABE.